Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
We're going to have fun today. Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah. One of my little blast from the past hats that was provided me during this time of year. So Craig doesn't have a hat.
Nope.
How come Craig doesn't have a hat?
Because I couldn't find mine.
Yeah, well, anyways. Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. There's no two other people probably less qualified
to talk
about this topic than he and I. Okay. Now that being said, we know how to make good choices. We can make good choices. We've been making good choices, right? If you look at my food logs, like I tell all of our clients, hey Amanda. Nice hat. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. What was I going to say?
We make good choices.
We make good choices.
Look at the food logs.
Yeah, look at the food logs. You know, thank you so much for Amanda joining us. She sent me an amazing recipe. It looks awesome. And I don't like Brussels sprouts, but we might have her reposted in the comments section here for everybody to tune into. Happy holiday eating habits. Healthy holiday eating habits. We printed off a few things, so we got notes. Because as I mentioned earlier, Craig and I aren't qualified. We don't cook, okay?
Well, I do, but...
Yeah, Craig does. I'm not much of a cook, right? But I do like to make good choices. And that I can do regardless of... Whether we go to a party, whether we go out to a restaurant, whether we have it at home, we know how to make good choices, and that's really the big thing. Last year at this time, when we talked about this subject and went through healthy holiday habits for eating, we kept notes.
And so, you had somebody sitting with you that knew a little bit more about it.
Yeah, knew a lot more about it.
You know, because... Yeah. Becca knows a lot more than I did.
Hands down. She knows more about healthy eating in her pinky than you and I probably put together.
Yeah.
I can go through some concepts and teach people some things and know some ratios and have studied the books and the literature and the science. You know, Dr. Bernard Jensen's Chemistry of Man's amazing. Oh, thank you, Amanda. She did. She posted that recipe.
Cool.
You folks are going to love that recipe. So here are some tips that we want to share. So you have some holiday eating habits that are enjoyable, that are festive, that you feel a part of, you're not hurting people's feelings, and yet you're making good choices to fuel your body and keep it nourished and not go through ugh because of the things that you ate on the holiday. So, there's some things here. Don't deprive yourself. That's the number one thing. If you want to have fun over the holidays and the eating and all the parties and all the get-togethers and all the family gatherings, just remember, don't deprive yourself. Practice moderation.
That's really important.
I'll give you an example of this that we did at a wedding recently for our dear Sarah. This hat's weird. That we did with Sarah.
It's the wearer. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Craig. People are going to think you and I have been drinking. We're supposed to be working.
Yeah.
On October 1st of this year, Sarah, loving the turkey hat. Ah, yeah. Thanks, Rachel. Sarah got married. Mm-hmm. And some folks here at the clinic made some of the most amazing, Linda and Tammy, some of the most amazing cupcakes on the planet. Now, a couple of them apparently had recipes that were very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a couple of them devastating, right? In terms of the ingredients, but oh, they tasted so good. So what we did, here's how I practiced moderation at Sarah's wedding. There was four different types of cupcakes at this wedding. And we took one cupcake from each and we cut it in fourths. I think you participated in this.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one bite rather than the entire cupcake. Mm-hmm. And that way, instead of eating four cupcakes, practice moderation, had one and got to sample all four. And nothing went to waste. And it was not disrespectful.
And it was very good.
To the cooks. So.
Okay, there's a couple things that you want to look at when it comes to, especially Thanksgiving dinner. For one, when you eat, don't eat to where it's painful.
Yeah.
One of the other things that you want to do is that day, eat breakfast.
Yep. People say, I'm going to save up for that meal, and it just blows them apart.
It just blows them apart. I'm not the type that says, okay, on Thanksgiving, you know, you don't have pie, you don't eat this, you don't eat that, you don't have mashed potatoes and gravy, and, you know, Thanksgiving dinner is Thanksgiving dinner, no matter how you make it. If you're smart, you'll do this. You'll make your own pies, you know. Are you going to use sugar? Probably, you know, but you can also use things like honey and stevia and some other things to sweeten berries and make, do yourselves a favor and make berry pies and instead of making, you know, cream pies that are really not that healthy. A good berry pie is not all that unhealthy.
But and there's lots of substitutes for sugar that you
absolutely
can use. We're working on a list of that right now and we'll post it. Hey, David, thanks for joining us, brother.
Buy yams that are whole, bake them. Add a little, put them in a dish, add some butter, drizzle some honey over them, and they become candied yams, naturally. And they're a whole lot, actually, I think they taste a whole lot better than the ones that you get out of the can.
Right.
You know.
Make a choice between drinking alcohol or having dessert.
Yeah.
That's a great tip.
It's a great tip.
To have alcohol or to have a piece of dessert.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
One of the other things that you can do is, like for the potatoes, use red potatoes, purple potatoes, golden potatoes, you know, and just use butter and parsley or butter and oregano. They're wonderful with your meal. When you buy your turkey, try to find a turkey that hasn't been farm raised. You know, try to get one that's either free range with no growth hormones and or antibiotics in it, or hunt your own turkey. It's probably a little late for that.
You don't even know what hunting season is.
Not for turkey.
Better ask Stacy. She'll tell you.
Stacy would probably know when turkey hunting season is. But, you know, these are things that you have to plan for years in advance.
Well.
This might not be the best year because it's late.
Yeah.
But, you know, use smaller plates when you get your food.
Yep.
You know, that way, if you go back for seconds and or thirds or whatever, you know, your stomach's as big as your fist, folks. You have to remember that. Don't eat so much that you feel bloated. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that people pass out at the end of the turkey day meal is because they've eaten so much that it actually pulls blood from the brain to the stomach to help it digest the food. You know, people think that I had too much, what is it, tryptophan.
Yeah,
from turkey. The turkey. You'd have to eat 12 turkeys to get enough tryptophan to knock you out.
It's the combining of the foods that really fouls up digestion, and we get oxygen deprived because metabolically the body's using that to try and digest. Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to have like salad and turkey.
Yep.
And then
protein and veggies.
A couple of hours later, if you want to have your yams or your potatoes.
Yeah.
Or even rolls or breads.
Hey, Kimberly.
You have them then, and then you wait another couple of hours, and that's when you have your dessert.
I plan on eating three times tomorrow, but I'm not going to skip my morning routine.
Right.
And I know that the kids are going to cook good stuff, and they cook it, they prepare it well, and they use just great ingredients.
You know, there's many, many books out there that talk about, you know, paleo or, you know...
Maybe we should read one.
Yeah, maybe we should read one before we do this. But one of the best is Well Fed, and it
That's a good book. We have gone through that one.
Many, many different recipes, including desserts and pies and... also, you know, how to cook turkeys and you know, all these different foods that are actually healthy.
Yeah, making good choices.
Have lots of vegetables, have lots of salads, you know, and do your own cooking. You know, don't get it out of a ham. Make it from scratch. Spend the time and you'll find that number one, you'll appreciate that meal a whole lot better if you've spent the whole day cooking it than, you know, throwing things together out of cans and boxes.
Yeah. I know Amanda, who posted the article on the recipe for the Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
She was in this morning, and she informed me that she's been preparing for almost a week.
Yeah.
Certain side dishes and certain things she's going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't...
Food prepping.
Yeah. For those of you who aren't familiar with Amanda or know her story, you should go to Total Wellness Radio, look it up. It was like episode 326 or 327. It's like in the last two or three areas that she shares her story about what she's done. She's done some of the things on the list and still does it. She brings her own food to places.
Mm-hmm.
She's had to learn to practice no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's interesting about people and meals is that we associate emotional connections with, we're going to have a gathering, and this person's gone through the effort and work to put together a nice spread, and when somebody attends the gathering and says no thank you, they take it personal.
Yeah.
They take it personal, right? And they've connected the emotional... satisfaction of gathering with people with providing them the food and, you know, let's and breaking of the bread together and all this other stuff. And the reality of it is the purpose of eating is to nourish the body so it can perform optimally. Now, we have gatherings together that are social, they're uplifting, Thanksgiving, family and friends, you know, good conversation, extra time spent together. That's what is supposed to be the joy of the gathering, and not whether or not the person wanted to bite into your potato casserole or not. Yes, I overcame guilt eating a long time ago. Most of the time, I never eat at gatherings. Catherine, let me, and this goes into what you're talking about. Do your best to eat in advance of certain parties. That's another one. That's another one. Do your best to eat a little in advance. So you, and then again, as Craig mentioned, the smaller plates. He also mentioned, and I want to make sure that we reiterate it, wait a while for seconds. A couple of hours. Hey, Melissa, thanks for joining us. Wait a couple hours. So for me, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to have, I love protein. I'm going to have meat and veggies galore, okay? And I'm going to take a break. And I might wait 2-3 hours, depending on how long the kids let me sleep on the couch. And then I might get into some carbohydrates, okay? Some carbohydrates. I may not do much, but I'm going to do some, okay? And again, it's the moderation thing. It's kind of like the don't eat 4 cupcakes, have a bite of 4 cupcakes. That's moderation.
This is really important for everybody out there. You know, when you go and you have your Thanksgiving meal with your family and friends and You enjoy the time with them. Don't beat yourself up because you ate some bad stuff.
Let go of the guilt. Yeah. Let go of the guilt. It's just, it's, you know, brutal.
Just because you you had some pie and you had some, you know, potatoes and you had gravy and you had a roll and, you know, you ate a bunch of stuff that you normally don't eat.
It's people that eat pie, rolls, and potatoes daily. That's the ones that are destroying their health.
That's, you know, when you're eating healthy 99% of the time,
yep,
it's okay to cheat once in a while. It's okay to eat.
And it's really not, you know what?
Here's it's the not thing. Even cheating.
Cheating is the wrong word. It's kind of like we tell people, throw your scales out.
Yeah.
People look at scales in the bathroom as like they cringe. It's got a negative connotation, right? Take the scales. I've told many people over the years, take the scales out on the firing range, use it as a target, shoot your gun at it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you want to do. Go to the closet after the holidays. There's an outfit that you just love to wear. Try it on. See how it feels, you know, kind of snug or whatever. Okay, then wait 2 or 3 weeks and try it on again. Be disciplined, be consistent, not perfect. Eliminate the carbs, eliminate the fast metabolizing sugars, eliminate the garbage. Eat, you know, meat, vegetables, good quality seeds and nuts, lots of hydration, okay? And this kind of the 80-20 rule. Try that for 2 or 3 weeks and then go back and try that on because now you got something to look forward to. Agree with Craig, once a year, pig out, no guilt. We love you too. Wish you guys were here. So that, and so the, you know, the scales thing has a negative connotation. Oh yeah, the bad part is the leftovers. Cheat for one day, but then send home the leftovers with everyone's.
Yeah, give them to everybody else.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's a good strategy for getting through. You know, getting through these times. So, you know, the concept is to don't do things that have a negative connotation. The word cheat meal, it just sets you up to have a negative experience.
Yeah.
It's an indulgence. It's a planned indulgence.
Overindulge.
Just be moderate with it. It's a planned indulgence. Craig and I have some planned indulgences, I can assure you, for tomorrow.
I'm going to have some berry pie.
Yeah, but it's nothing like in the past.
You know.
Dude, I could eat a whole pie over the course of that time. In fact, I think last year they had, I don't know, my daughter went wild with the pies last year. And there must have been representation of maybe 7 different pies there.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit of every one of them. I went through that. For me, that's an indulgence. That is an indulgence. But it's just for the day. It's not a habit. It's an experience. Enjoy the time. Get with family and friends and loved ones. Don't beat yourself up. Let go of guilt, right? Just live in that moment just for that. And then, next day, go back to your disciplines. By the way, however, pay attention to how you feel.
The next day or two.
The next day. You know, good reminder of why you don't do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing that's really, really important with this, enjoy your families.
Yeah.
You know, leave all of the negative stuff that's going on in the world. Leave it somewhere else.
Yep.
Enjoy the quality time that you can spend with your families.
Yep.
That's... Be happy and loving while you're there. And you'll find that it's a lot easier to enjoy the whole holiday season.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
There is so much negativity in this world that you need to leave behind. And remember what the holidays are about. You know, they're about giving thanks. You know, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks. The meal that they had back then was a lot different than what we make today because the food was different back then. If you study a little bit about what the original Thanksgiving meal was, you'll find that I don't even think turkey was
unity.
In
it. Well, it was about unity.
Yeah, it was about
coming
different,
together.
Two different societies getting together and helping each other to get through winter is what it's about.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that we have to look at. You know, try to be thankful
yeah.
for everything that we have, because we are very blessed in this world, you know.
To piggyback on something Craig touched on, I really appreciate it, is, you know, in this old world, there is what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for negativity, you're going to find it. If you're looking for guilt about your eating habits, you're going to find it. If you're looking for things that will stress you out, you're going to find it. If you're looking for things that de-stress you, if you're looking for things that will position you to have a joyful day and positivity and have an upbeat experience in your life, guess what? If you're looking for that, you're going to find it.
Yep.
This whole world is pretty amazing. It offers what you look for. So the question is, what are you looking for yeah. out of the holidays? I'm super excited about spending time with family. I know. Are you going to Pueblo? You going down? No. Going to stay up here? Mm-hmm. So, are you coming to Rachel's?
I may.
Okay. Cool. Okay, gotta go. Hope I spiked the algorithm. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Catherine, thank you so much for all you're doing with your seminars on vaccine information. Super great. If you haven't attended one of hers, the second Monday of the month in December, which will be the 13th. The 13th of December here. She'll be going to lecture here. I'm going to be lecturing over at 4406 Cleveland to Wyoming Principles for Freedom. Some things that we're going to be discussing and hopefully some upcoming amazing projects for the community as we support one another through these challenging times. Hey, Brother John, thanks for joining us. I don't have anything else, do you?
Well, like
think you said, paleo, think keto, think, sugar-free, think alternatives.
Try to stay away from the carbs, you know, try to keep the carbs a little low. Enjoy a piece of pie rather than the whole pie. Stay with, you know, don't put ice cream all over your pie.
Frozen pus.
Yeah.
I won't have that.
Yeah, neither will
That's I. not part of my indulgence, but I'll have a few other things.
Love and enjoy your family and your friends and enjoy breaking bread with people that you love.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Next Wednesday, that calendar's in a terrible spot. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Actually, it's a symptom. It's not necessarily a syndrome, but the modern disease management system that we have in America, wrongfully as in most cases, classifies it improperly. So we're going to talk about that. This will be on Total Wellness Radio later today or tomorrow.
There's one other thing I want to say.
Okay, here we go.
Make sure that after your meal, you and your family, get outside for a little bit. Try to get a little, a walk or,
movement.
Throw a football around. Movement. Instead of sitting in front of the TV watching a football game, go out and throw a football around with the kids and play a little bit outside, even though it's a little chilly. You'll find that it'll help to break down that food a little better.
Yep.
And
get that sugar out of your bloodstream.
And
burn it up a little bit instead of store it as fat for later.
You'll get to enjoy time spent with the little ones.
There you go.
You know, because that's one of the joys of this whole thing is to spend time with the little ones.
100%. Yes, the weather has been great here in Nebraska. Yes, Jenny, it has. Here as well. It's got a little bite today.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
A little chilly, but it's still an amazing November so far. But I know, and as well as you do, Jenny, it's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Our winter is on its way. So thank you guys so much. As always, we love having you a part of the Country Doctor Wellness Center family. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing to the Total Wellness Radio podcast on either iTunes, Spotify, Google, Spotify. There's like 14... Yeah. Platforms that carry that now. We're approaching almost 70,000 downloads, which is really cool for the amount of time that we've been doing this. So thank you. Be blessed. Enjoy your loved ones and be thankful.
Yep. Take care, folks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.